For someone who's not Christian, Amy Jill Levine has spent a remarkable amount of time thinking about Jesus. She's a New Testament scholar at Vanderbilt. But unlike most of her colleagues in the field, Levine is Jewish. She tells WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series, Movers and Thinkers, that the key to having meaningful conversations about religion is to tap into what she calls holy envy.
As a Jewish woman who lectures mostly to Christians or about Christianity, Amy Jill Levine's work is rooted in interfaith dialogue. And she says you have to start by understanding the conversation is never about convincing another person you're right.
Religious belief is like love. And love cannot be compelled. You fall in love because you fall in love. If it hits you, it hits you, and that's fabulous.
Of course, as with love, talking about religion can also be emotionally fraught. Levine has navigated this tricky territory for years, and she's good at it. She's genuine, she doesn't talk around difficult subjects, she uses humor when necessary. But I wondered, what are some tips you have for the rest of us on how to have religious conversations with people who do not share the same beliefs?
Oh, it's hard. If one goes into an interreligious dialogue, you do not represent your entire tradition. You come in as an individual, and you represent only you. You don't have to be an expert on anything, and don't be afraid to ask questions that might be problematic, because unless you ask, you will never learn.
What you describe is not necessarily everyone coming together and saying, like, oh, we've agreed.
Oh, no. We are magnificent creatures in all our diversity. And I don't want some sort of homogenous, lowest common denominator theology. I want people to have the ability of saying, that's not my tradition, but I see where you get it. And I see the beauty in it. The former dean of Harvard Divinity School, Krister Stendahl, talked about something he called holy envy. The ability to see in somebody else's religious tradition something meaningful, beautiful, and inspirational. I don't have to colonize it. I don't have to call it my own. And I don't have to recreate it. But I can, as a visitor, appreciate it.
And hopefully, she says, those who she's visiting will offer her the same respect. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.
Amy Jill Levine talks about the common misconceptions she's seen that Jews and Christians have about each other. You can listen to that in our podcast, Movers and Thinkers, at podcast.wpln.org.